Good day, everybody, from me, Andre Viljoen, bringing you a preview of some of the news we are publishing in Gateway News this week. WOWZA is the name of an initiative to reach souls for Jesus across South Africa this year through 50 evangelistic crusades, especially in needy urban and rural communities plagued with crime, immorality, gang violence, witchcraft, and ancestral worship. And wow indeed, 4 months into the year, the bold initiative spearheaded by Cape Town-based In His Name Ministries is making a massive impact with 11 crusades already completed in Alexandra Township near Johannesburg alone, as well as other campaigns that have been held in the Western Cape, Free State and Northwest. The crusades are being led by In His Name and other evangelists with whom they have a relationship. Each crusade involves multiple churches with believers being equipped for soul winning. Intense street evangelism and school evangelism has also been taking place in the run-up to each crusade. To date, testimonies abound of large numbers of people coming to Jesus, including gangsters and sangomas. Watch out for our interview with In His Name's Tamron Clintworth. In other news, we report on an anti-drug abuse strategy in which two voice messages recorded by an evangelist in South Africa are being used in the fight against a killer drug epidemic that has sparked a national emergency over 9,000 kilometers away in Sierra Leone. Pastor Emmanuel Bobor, who has been playing the messages through a megaphone in drug-infested areas of the city of Kenema, says that deaths linked to the drug Kush have dropped in the city since the start of the campaign 3 weeks ago, and he is optimistic about plans to roll out the strategy across the West African nation. On the 4th of April, the president of Sierra Leone, Julius Bio, declared a national emergency over the explosive rise in the use of the highly addictive drug made of a mix of formaldehyde, marijuana, fentanyl, tramadol, and crushed human bones. Widely used by young people, 60% of whom are unemployed, the drug is responsible for a growing number of fatalities and mental illness cases. President Bio said a task force would be set up to tackle the epidemic. Meanwhile, Emmanuel's megaphone campaign came about after Gqeberha-based evangelist Suzanne Pellance spoke out against the drug several times during a weekly radio slot that is broadcast in Sierra Leone. Emmanuel invited her to start the program back in 2012 after he discovered her ministry online. After listening to Suzanne's recent anti-Kush messages on radio, he asked her to send him two short WhatsApp messages, a warning about the dangers of Kush and a gospel message. Emmanuel then began to drive through Kenema, stopping to play the two messages through his megaphone at spots frequented by Kush users. Then he prayed with young people who received Jesus through the gospel message and who wanted to break their addiction to Kush, said Suzanne. She said upon hearing of the positive impact of the campaign, Suzanne's ministries donated 70 megaphones to 70 pastors in 5 cities. The pastors will replicate Emmanuel's ministry for a month in their cities before moving on to 5 more cities until the whole of Sierra Leone has been reached, she said. And finally, it is the 1st of May today, which means just 29 days to what is arguably the most important general election since the dawn of democracy in South Africa 30 years ago. With this in mind, the Association of Christian Media has launched a Vote Your Values campaign. The ACM explains, as we approach national elections on the 29th of May, we are wanting to encourage people to vote, and when they vote, to take a moment to think deeper about who they are voting for. Does the party you are voting for align with your Christian values? The ACM urges you to visit its Vote Your Values page on its website at acm.org.za. On the web page, you will have access to many resources that could be helpful in informing your decision on who to vote for. That website address again is acm.org.za. gateway.za. You can read these stories as well as other God stories on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, on Facebook at Gateway News page, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.